You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, the following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, you love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
It was an amazing sight captured by the Hubble Space Telescope.
NASA released an amazing photo of two galaxies merging into one. The space agency says it originally believed the picture was that of one abnormal galaxy, but further research determined that it's actually two galaxies that collided and are now becoming a single structure. Eventually, the new galaxy will become stable. The new galaxy is located about 230 million light years from Earth in the Hercules constellation. I'm Tammy Rose.
Oil prices are at an 11-year low as the crude market continues to suffer from a supply glut. The Wall Street Journal says oil prices slid further this morning because of a strong dollar overseas and weak economic readings out of China. Brent crude fell 4% on London's futures exchange, and West Texas Intermediate was down over 3% on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Nearly 90,000 pounds of beef products are being pulled from Walmart shelves nationwide. The Huskin Meat Company says some of its Sam's Choice Black Angus beef patties could be contaminated with wood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The House is set to vote today to repeal the Affordable Care Act and defund Planned Parenthood. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan tells Fox News Hannity that they want to put legislation on the desk of President Obama.
We could never get through the Senate filibuster, so we use the one rule, the one tool we have a year. We call this reconciliation, so we can get around the Senate filibuster to get a bill on his desk defunding Obamacare and Planned Parenthood.
The Senate passed the legislation late last year, so it will be sent to the White House, where it awaits a certain presidential veto. Congressional Republicans are not expected to muster the necessary votes to override a veto. This week, White House spokesman Josh Earnest criticized ongoing GOP efforts to do away with what has become known as Obamacare. Health care reform law has survived two serious challenges before the U.S. Supreme Court.
We want to put bills on his desk that say who we are, what we believe versus what he believes, and that he will veto. Then we'll have a veto override vote on that later in the month. But this is the first time we've been able to get on his desk a bill going after Obamacare and Planned Parenthood.
We've heard that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Julia Zampano with the Cleveland Clinic says there's a lot of truth behind the old saying. Zampano says foods that are rich in vitamins C, B, and E are the most effective when it comes to warding off illness.
Try to eat a variety of foods. So trying to eat fruit and vegetables within every color scheme of the rainbow, because you're getting all the different vitamins and nutrients from all those different colors.
Citrus fruits such as oranges, grapefruits, and tangerines are good for vitamin C, which is your body's connection to the immune system. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to a very special edition of Modern Design 2015. I am your host. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been an interior designer for 23 years. I started when I was one. No, kidding. Thank God it's radio and not television. And today happens to be our one-year anniversary of Modern Design. So I brought back some of my favorite guests who will be speaking with me today, reminiscing about previous shows and what's going on in 2016, and some interesting ideas for you. The first person I'd like to introduce on my panel today happens to be Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Rich, and congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you. You've always been such a great and colorful guest. Right before we went on, Patty said, we're all wearing black today. So I don't know if that's an omen or I should worry about that. But in fact, we are all wearing black today, looking very smart. And also looking very smart in studio is my guest, Stephen Taylor, of Stephen Taylor Portrait Artists. And why don't you say hi to our listeners?
Hi, Rich and listeners, and again, congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank
you. It's
been
a great year.
Thank you. Stephen has also been a guest on the show before, and as I say, in 2016, we're going to be adding video to this, so when you watch it streaming, you'll be able to see my guests live and how smart and well they look today. For now, you'll have to stick to just our judgment saying that we all look so smart. I'm going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design, the anniversary show.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design, the anniversary show. Let's just take a look quickly at the cold weather. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 16. I remember doing the show last year, and it was that same sort of temperature. It was 16 degrees. So we're back for the short term anyway. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 42 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, there is a 20% chance of slight showers with a high of 45. Friday night, there's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 35. So I guess it is getting a little warmer. Saturday, rain likely 60% with a high of 47. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers with a low of 40. And on Sunday, a 50% chance of showers. So it looks like we're going to have a rainy weekend. I guess we can't take down the holiday lights out there. As I said, if you're just tuning in, today happens to be the anniversary show of Modern Design. I am Rich Scuderi. I am your host. And with me today, I have Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings and portrait artist Stephen Taylor. So I'm going to start with you, Stephen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business? We were at your beautiful studio over the holidays. I think what you do is very specific and interesting. And I often encourage my clients, if they have young children, or perhaps they're I have a lot of people these days that are downsizing and they're leaving the house, the big home, to go into a townhouse or a change of life. I think also a portrait of a home sometimes is nice, or a pet if you're going to, you know, you have a pet that you really love. What do people mostly, is it mostly their children? Is it the whole family? What do people come to you for when they're looking for a portrait specifically?
Well, consider what a portrait is. The portrait tells a story about somebody's life. A portrait is an image of how you want to be remembered. Who do you want to be remembered? And how do you want to be remembered? So, for example, people, their pets are very special to them. They know they're not going to be around forever. So it's really important that people document their pets. Even more importantly, their children. So I would say that I always start with a family portrait, because I say that a lot of parents say, I don't want to be in a portrait.
Right.
You know, I don't like the way I look. I'm this, I'm that. I just want my children. Well, you should have just your children. But more importantly, what are your children going to have 50 years from now? One day.
What a valid point.
Yeah, one day this portrait's going to be theirs.
Right.
And they're going to want to remember their parents. They're going to want to remember the whole family unit.
Right.
As well as they're going to want to have a wonderful portrait of themselves to share with their new family that they have.
Exactly.
And to pass on for generations.
And so, to tell the history. That's a very valid point. Yeah. I think most adults don't want, they would just say, just their children. But when you think about that, how that will evolve and what that becomes mm-hmm. over time, you do probably talk people into actually going into the photograph.
Exactly. So the first step is who's going to be in it, the value of that. The second part is the artistic appreciation and the decor.
Right.
And that's what we talk about in modern design is this piece that we're creating needs to be an art piece that you're going to be proud to present as part of your furniture, part of your home.
Exactly.
Something you look at every day.
And
not
something
in
you
the closet.
And something you take with you.
And take with you, yeah.
Right.
But for the next 30 years, it's going to be in your home on a wall. Mm-hmm. You want it covered well, the beautiful wall painted or wall covering we'll talk about today. Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to enjoy that image because it's an investment.
Exactly. Now, I would imagine most of your portraits are of families then, or maybe just the children. How many people photograph their pets?
There's a large percentage of people that photograph their pets because they know that the longevity of a pet is
right.
not going to be around for a long time.
Exactly.
People tend to hold off on their families because they think they're going to be around forever.
Right.
And I tell them, I don't want to sound sad or negative in any way, but do it now while you're healthy,
right.
while everybody looks great.
Right.
And if you don't look great, we'll make you look great.
Right.
And have that so one day you will appreciate it. And it also stops a moment of time when, say, the children are really adorable and cute. As
right.
they get older, they lose that look.
Right.
You want to remember that look. And also, while you're looking great, we want to remember those moments too.
And if, in fact, you don't think you look great, you do a little plastic surgery there. I'll let you explain that.
Yeah. Well, listen, our philosophy is this is going to be a portrait that's going to be displayed in your home for your friends and family to see and for you to view daily, as well as to pass on to future generations.
Right.
Do you want to look your best when you pass this on?
Right.
So I tell people, dress your best.
Right.
I say, well, I'm a kind of a casual family. We don't wear a suit unless we're going to an important event.
Right.
This is an important event. This is when you should dress your best
right.
so that you'll be remembered in a way that is special because
exactly.
it's an important portrait to have.
Exactly. Now, just tell our listeners, often you don't do it in their home. You do it in your studio. Tell us about how that works if they would want to contact you, and then we'll give your phone numbers. Where typically do you do the portrait?
Well, I do typically classical portrait because I find in New Jersey, uh-huh. most of the decor of the homes is not modern. It's more traditional.
Right.
It's a very elegant, very simple, and those kind of portraits where it's more classical looking, Gainsborough, Renoir, John Singer Sargent, those style European style portraits fit really well into most homes in New Jersey.
Right.
So the studio is the best place for me to accomplish that.
Right.
It's not a busy background.
Right.
The studio basically focuses on your family,
right.
their face, your
right.
eyes, mm. the cute lips of a child.
Right.
Those are the moments that you want to remember.
Mm.
You could do it in your home, but what happens now is the photograph becomes more about the home than the family.
Oh, right. Also, I would imagine you have a controlled light there, so you really can capture the image, the contrast, the background, all that stuff. Whereas if you're in somebody else's house, the exposure of the home, the amount of light that's coming in, all that type of thing, I would imagine that plays into it.
Yeah, there's a saying that we say you could either take that image and have that person's world around them in their home.
Right.
Or you could bring that person into a studio and capture their world in their eyes.
Exactly.
Focus on the eyes with the proper lighting, the proper backgrounds, and really focus that the image be more about them and less background.
Exactly. So, Patty, tell us a little bit what's happening with wall coverings. I would say I did a couple of calls yesterday, and my last one ran until about 8 o'clock, so I've been kind of starting the new year off with a lot of work, which is great. And people are now, for the first time, asking me, what do you think about wall covering, where it was like pulling teeth before?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? I think people are finally less afraid of wall covering.
Yeah, it's definitely coming back.
Definitely.
And it makes a design statement all of its own.
Do you think so much time has passed since the original DIYers in the 80s did their own wallpaper with flowers and fruit, and then they didn't prime at first? And when
right.
those people, the millennials, bought those houses and ripped down the paper, they said never again?
They said never again.
Right.
But artwork, wall covering is artwork for the walls.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it doesn't have to be bold. It can be very subtle so that your real artwork, your real portraits,
right.
Anything you hang on the wall, you know, can still be seen. It doesn't conflict with the pattern on the wall.
Well, I also think one of the trends is that we're going much softer patterns, lots of texture. So, you know, what wouldn't be great to have a beautiful foyer with a terrific grass paper or a beautiful rich damask, and then to have one of Stephen's family portraits in the hallway on the back? I just think that they just almost lend themselves to that.
Lend themselves to
each other.
Because
I see what you both do as artistry. It's very much art. What you do obviously is art, and what you do also is art, and I think they can be cohesive together.
Right. Well, the designers who create wall covering are artists.
Right.
And, you know, we like to say that rugs are artwork for the floors, and
right.
wall covering is artwork for the walls.
Very much so. All right, well, back to go to a couple of quick commercials to pay for the show, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design, the anniversary show.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today happens to be our one-year anniversary, and we're celebrating here as much as you can celebrate right after the holidays and all the festivities. Although all I hear now are commercials for weight loss, and I see, I look, it's funny to drive past any gym. The gyms are like hopping right now. I think that's going to last for about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and then I think we'll get back to normal a little bit. Maybe that's why we're all in black today, actually, trying to look our slimmest after the holidays. Anyway, I'm here with very wonderful guests today. I'm Patty with Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings and this very successful portrait artist, Stephen Taylor, in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And we're talking about 2016 and trends and improving your home and things you could do to give your home value. And we're talking about the artistic value of working in your home. So, Patty, before we went to the last commercial break, we were talking about wool coverings, and new. What do you see happening? What do you see coming up for 2016? I have to say, for myself, over and over, I'm seeing colors getting much less saturated and much lighter. In fact, Patty and I are working on a powder room now in Maplewood, where I'm using a white paper, something I never thought I would do before. And not only do I like it, I love it, because this client had a home that was built in 1935, and there was no powder room on the first floor. So we took a closet and turned it into a powder room. So you can imagine how small the space is. And just painting out the walls wasn't going to do the trick. Patty helped me find a paper, a simple damask-like paper that was white in the background and had a little bit of a sparkle to it. And it just added some light to the space where there was no interior light. So that's, you know, wallpaper itself can be a helpful tool, I think, in creating light and depth, even more than paint can. Not that we don't love paint. We love paint, but
right.
It really can. Don't you think that's true?
Yes, I do.
And I'm seeing more and more with paint, of course. I think the trend this year, I mean, gray is still going to be with us, mm-hmm. but I'm seeing the gray fading out and becoming much lighter gray. And if it's gray, it's going to be more of a brown gray, where typically the past couple of years, the gray that we were using was more of like a blue gray.
A blue gray, correct.
Now it's changing to more of a brown gray. The other day, a woman came to visit me and in the store, and she goes, I want to do my living room and dining room in grayish. And I said, that's a thing now, isn't it? Have you guys heard the term grayish, Stephen?
No.
Grayge is the new word for color in homes. It's a combination of gray and beige. Whereas 5 years ago, everybody painted their walls tan with white trim. Now people are making the new neutral be a combination of gray and beige, and they call it grayge. So very soft colors that are like mid-tone between gray and beige are what people are asking for. Patty's shaking her head as she's heard of that before. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing is true with wall colors, whereas, and I do like saturated color, don't get me wrong, but with the papers, I'm seeing people for asking me for much more natural shades.
Natural shades are very, very big, and the natural elements are huge as well.
Exactly. But light colors, lots of like light tans, whites, light grays, light greens. And I'm seeing something that you had predicted a while ago. I'm seeing a new trend of the combination of gray with sort of like a blue-green color. Not the old saturated aqua, but a lighter, soft sea blue-green color. Gray and sea blue-green or Tiffany box blue or a very, 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 very pale robin's egg color with gray I see a lot. So I don't know if that's something that you're also saying.
Well, I think some of it has to do, again, with the natural elements because things in nature tend to have a calming effect on us.
Okay. So, and we're in such violent, difficult times.
Absolutely. The world we live in is full of chaos. Mm-hmm. So we like things in our home that are going to have a calming effect. Our home is our sanctuary.
Right, exactly.
When we leave that chaotic world that we live in mm-hmm. and that hustle and bustle, especially here in New Jersey.
Oh, my God,
that
sure.
we have, and New York, you know, the New York, New Jersey. The whole East Coast, the whole West Coast.
Right.
When we leave that environment from our workday, we want to go someplace where we feel safe, where we feel calm. It's like our oasis.
I agree.
So I think bringing those colors of nature in, whether it be the sea, you know, when you have really clear, clean waters like you have in the Caribbean, for example, that's that color you're talking about.
Right.
The greens are very calming.
See, and I always think that the grays lend themselves to driftwood, the gray of driftwood.
Again, it's a natural element.
Right, it's a natural element.
Or the grays that you see like in the desert scenes,
okay,
you know, with the lavender shades and the grays and again, the taupes,
right.
things like that.
Right, right.
They all pertain to nature.
I agree. Stephen, you're in people's homes all the time with your business as well. Do you find that the homes that you're visiting look different to you than they did 5 years ago? Are you seeing changes in people's homes?
Most of the homes that I go to in the area where they're the beautiful, fine, older homes, they tend to like tradition. Uh-huh. I still find that people hold on to that.
Right.
Maybe my clients are not 18, 20, 23 years old.
They're not millennials.
They're millennials.
Right.
But I still find in New Jersey there's a thing that people hold on to is they want something really elegant, traditional.
Well, I also think it's very regional because I think the area that we're in, that sort of belt, horse country, Bernardsville, Bedminster, Far Hills, Tewksbury, Mendham, and so on, is more traditional by nature. So I think that probably lends itself to that. Have either of you been watching the PBS series Downton Abbey?
Of course.
I think of you a lot when I watch that series because they have this grand home with all these portraits and the portraits all tell a story. So it's kind of interesting how beautiful that finishes off a room with the history of a family and so on. One of the things I was going to ask you was, do people ever come to you posthumously and say, can you create here's a picture. My mother passed away suddenly or my so-and-so passed away, and we really want a picture of that for my children that I can put it up in the house and they know that was pop-up or that was so-and-so. Do people ever ask you for that?
I just did that, in fact. Here's a great story.
Okay.
And I tell people, I just photographed a 93-year-old gentleman and an 87-year-old woman, and you're never too old to do this because this is a great gift for your children to remember you by. But I had one family who was a four generation. Mm-hmm. Of course, the four generation was in a painting that they had done years ago.
Right.
And we inserted that painting into the portrait. We had it set up in the background.
Right.
And because it was a painted portrait,
right.
and I do painted portraits,
right.
we took the portrait of the three people that were living in this portrait
right.
to match the oil painting that was on an easel
oh,
in
neat.
The background.
Neat.
So we did something like that, yes.
Wow. Is it easier for you, though, to do a portrait of someone who's living because you really have the presence of them there and you can capture sort of their essence more?
Well, of course, and that's why I tell people, don't wait.
Right.
Because while you're healthy and really have the energy to do this, of course I can, because then I can capture the true being of who they are, as exactly. opposed to taking it from something that someone else might have taken.
Stephen, what would you say is the best room in the house, the best areas for a portrait?
A formal portrait should live in a formal dining room,
right?
In a formal living room, something a little more casual, you can get away with being in a family room.
Right.
Now, the difference between a photograph and an art piece, photographers, who I don't consider myself a photographer anymore, photography lives in albums, 5x7s, 8x10s.
Right.
It lives on a piano, on a nice little frame.
And God forbid, not on the refrigerator ever. Sorry.
An art piece belongs over a fireplace or in a formal room like a dining room or living room.
In a grand location.
Room. Exactly.
What is the typical size, the appropriate size? Behind me, we have a portrait of a young lady, which is quite pretty. What would be the size? Visually, to me, that seems to be maybe a little bit, that may have been connected with other children or maybe another portrait. What's the typical size of a family portrait?
There is an actual logical size that I believe Da Vinci, or one of the masters who is an artist, and the face should be 70 to 80% of life size.
Huh.
So that's really the right number. Now, if you have a family of 13 people, like I photographed a couple weeks ago,
the picture would be bigger than the wall.
Really huge.
Right.
So in that case, you have to compromise and go a little smaller. And we did a 40-inch for them.
Wow.
Which is probably going to go over a table they have. Mm-hmm. So that's really the way we look at it. If it's a single person, obviously you don't have to go with a 40-inch image. But right. if it's a family, 30, 40, 50, 60 inches is very doable.
Now, the portrait that's behind us now, I wish we had our video cam set up yet, but what size is that actually?
That's 14 inch.
Okay. Is that if you have one child or whatever, is that a typical size for a single person?
I would go a little larger than that. It happens, the image we're looking at now is a close-up image, so it doesn't have to be very large.
Right.
And basically, I carry that portrait around to show people, so it's more of a sample.
Right.
But I would have done that probably as a 20 or 30 inch.
Now, Patty, you were telling me something the last time that you were here, which was kind of interesting as well, and kind of was artwork for your home, is that one of the things that you guys carry, although we haven't done one yet collectively, is murals.
Yes.
And I did a project many years ago in Sleepy Hollow in Plainfield, and it had this very elaborate, it had an interior dining room with a butler's pantry, and it had this beautiful scene, if you will, sort of like a hunt scene all around above the chair rail. And which was painted, but the walls were badly damaged, so it had to be destroyed, unfortunately. And you're saying that you're able to create that with some of the murals that you have.
They do digital printing now.
Okay.
And everything is produced basically one-off, so you don't have to carry a lot of inventory.
Right.
And pretty much they can replicate photographs, they can replicate artwork.
Right.
You do have a situation where you have to be careful of copyright.
Right.
If an item is copyrighted.
Right. If you love like the Empire State Building, you can't just necessarily take a picture of it.
No, exactly.
But if you're photographing, let's say, your beach house, I don't think there's an issue there.
No, not an issue.
Right.
Exactly.
Interesting. See, I see that very much come to play. Two different things there. One is more of a pattern that you already have for a mural. I mean, they're not just necessarily all custom, are they?
We have certain patterns that are already produced to a specific size, and they can be increased
to fit the space.
But you, when it's digitally produced, you don't want to really increase the size more than about 25%.
It gets distorted because
those images are, when it's digitally produced, are made up of dots.
So the wallpaper that would represent something that would be custom, are they typically like one wall? Is that what they do, or do they go around the room?
No, they usually do one wall.
One wall, that's what I would think.
And sometimes they'll frame it out so that it resembles a picture that has an actual wooden frame around it.
Right. Oh, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
What I'd love to do, which I haven't gotten to do with you yet, and I hope we're going to be able to do it this year, is I want to do a child's room and be able to take an image that's interesting to them and make it in a wallpaper, whether it be pictures of them or, you know, whatever, the mother and father or something fun. I want to do something fun like that. What's the lead time on doing something like that?
It's usually about 3 to 4 weeks.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to do, let's say, a small bedroom, if we're going to do a, let's say, 8x10 child's bedroom, one wall, you know, 9-foot ceilings, but one wall, and you have to accommodate, obviously, for the baseboard molding and the crown molding. That could be done as little as 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So they enhance it, I guess, and they
enhance it, and then they do what's called a strike off,
mm-hmm.
and they you provide colors and everything. You can provide swatches of fabric or paint swatches, you know, color chips, whatever, and what needs to be what color, and they'll produce what's called a strike off, which
right.
gives you a replica of what the finished product would look like.
Amazing.
You approve it,
right.
and then they print it.
Wow. All right, well, listen, we're already up to news, so we'll get through this very quickly, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
Deadly violence in Chicago, the spotlight after President Obama unveiled a series of executive actions to tighten gun control. An emotional president mentioned the city's issues as he discussed the children who were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. The parents of the late Hydia Pendleton stood behind the president during yesterday's speech at the White House. The 15-year-old boy was gunned down 2 years ago at a Southside park. The House is set to vote today to repeal the Affordable Care Act and defund Planned Parenthood. The Senate passed the legislation late last year, so it will be sent to the White House, where it awaits a certain presidential veto. Congressional Republicans are not expected to muster the necessary votes to override a veto. The UN Security Council is calling an emergency meeting today over reports that North Korea has tested a hydrogen bomb. North Korea says it successfully tested a miniaturized nuclear device Wednesday morning local time. The test has not been confirmed outside the official North Korean channels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You love it or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5. Only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Having some technical issues here with one of our mics, which is sort of taking its own life on. But I'll take this opportunity to turn over to Stephen. When we were on the news break, we were talking about framing and what he's seen in framing and changes in sizing. So I'll turn it over to you, Stephen. Tell us a little bit about framing a piece.
Well, there's something that portrait artists all agree on, and this, as a designer yourself, I don't know if you'll agree on it, but what we find is that the frame should match the art piece as opposed to matching the house. And I know a lot of people think, well, that doesn't fit into my decor. And I have a little explanation for that. We say if you get a really beautiful gold frame for a portrait of a family, where it matches the skin tones and also works with a very old master's background, what you can have is a frame that matches the portrait. Now, they say, well, gold is kind of too traditional. It doesn't really fit my home. The kind of frames that I believe people should put their artwork into is kind of like the Chanel bag that a woman might have. It's one of those bags that you could wear perfectly well wearing jeans or to the gym, or you could wear it to a formal event.
Right.
So you want to make sure that somebody has a frame that fits the art piece and also fits into almost any home.
You know, it's funny. I was going to ask you about that because I would say, and Patty and I have talked about this, I don't think you've been to my home yet, but I'm very traditional. I mean, I have a big clapboard yellow colonial with black shutters and very, very traditional. That's my personal aesthetic. It doesn't mean I don't appreciate other aesthetics. I like them very much. I think that the interiors of a home should reflect the architecture of a home. So if you have a contemporary home, don't fill it with traditional furniture. You know, follow suit with what that is. But that being said, I kind of have a, I'm sort of at, as many of us are, at sort of a very funny period, I think, in design, because this the shift has been much more towards a transitional or contemporary than it ever has been. And when I go to look for products that are traditional, I'm really not getting the inventory, the fabrics, even the wall coverings, although we always have damasks and stripes and so on. I'm not finding them readily available. So if you get that person that comes in and says, I have a contemporary home, I want a portrait, I think they're lovely, how would you dress that portrait? How would you finish that? Because it does look the best with, you know, obviously a gold frame, very traditional, rich colors. That looks the best. What could you do if you don't have that aesthetic and you have to work with that?
I do have other frames of people that choose, but I believe that over time, and we've seen the decor of homes change in the 70s, right? We could all laugh at it when we look back at that in the 80s. It always comes back to the end that the kind of work that fits the old English or traditional style never goes out of style. And this is a portrait that you're going to pass on for many generations.
Right.
So find a way to make it work. I think you can. People do.
And that's the problem with the contemporaries, that they're just shorter lived. There's no question about it.
And this is a product that lives on for many lifetimes. So you have to consider that. So try to find a new way to make that work. We do have different frames within this genre that are a little bit more modern looking, not as classical as the one you're looking at here.
Right. Which I personally love. It's
not
that I'm just giving people options.
Yep.
And I think also right now in 2016, we're seeing a resurgence again of the metals.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you do a portrait and for a contemporary homeowner, you can always, you know, put a metal frame around it, whether it be gold or silver.
Right, or nickel or whatever.
Right.
Do people ever ask you that they want you to do a canvas that's unframed?
Well, the frame is sometimes as important as the painting, portrait, and sometimes more important.
Really?
So I really tell people that, because people understand frame sometimes more than anything else, and that frame really finishes
you up. Well, framing really makes it so elegant. It almost looks like...
It finishes it.
It finishes it.
In fact, I don't say, do you want to frame your piece? I say, how do you want to finish your piece?
Right.
That's the finishing touch, is the frame, and that's why it's so imperative that they get a frame that really matches the art piece and a frame that really holds up over time.
Do you ever get requests for frames that aren't gold, but they want to, let's say they want to put a picture in a library, so they ask you for like a burled wood or something like that to finish a piece?
I do that, and I do have frames that have that style.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you were also talking about sizing, which I thought was very interesting, of your portraits and how you do that.
Well, this is, the portrait is a part of the home design, and all I have to say is that if it doesn't fit your home, it's going to be useless. What did you? This is an investment.
Right.
It's not inexpensive.
Right.
You could spend thousands of dollars on an art piece.
Right.
It's got to fit the home. So what I do is I either go to the home or I have the family take a photograph of three or four different walls that they're thinking of having this portrait live.
Placed
on it. And what they actually do is interesting. They take a sheet of 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, attach it to the wall.
So
as
you're
part
templating,
of the photograph.
Sort of.
Yeah, and then they email me the image. Mm-hmm. I have software that actually measures that 11-inch piece of paper.
Oh, neat.
My software now knows the wall sizes from that piece of 11 each paper.
So you're able to have it be proportionally correct.
Right. I superimpose the new portrait when they come in to view it, and everything's done on a projection wall. They see these images life-size.
Right.
They see the actual size of the image they're going to be placing in their home. Now they could actually see it in their home, in my studio.
Right.
And they could say, we sort of usually too large, too big, I don't like that. Right, let's go smaller.
Right.
Till we get to the point where it looks right. And that if there's a table under it,
right,
or there's a couch under it, or a piano,
right,
it's got to fit. It's got to complete that wall.
Right, and complete the room.
Yeah, and there's a gut feeling. I tell people, it's just a gut feeling. I'm not going to tell you whether this is 20 inches or 60 inches. Let's not look at numbers. Let's look at what is the right number that fits that wall, and that the faces look fine. And as we say, you don't lose the children. It gets so small, where are they? I don't see them.
Right, exactly. And Patty, actually on that note, that's something that comes up to me all the time. And probably one of the most difficult things for people to judge is with wall coverings, the perception of repeat. Whereas someone goes through a wallpaper book and they say, oh, I want this one. And I often have to tell them, no, that doesn't really work with the proportions of your room. The scale is wrong. I find that so many people have a hard time. They'll look at something that they think is quite lovely and cannot visualize the pattern repeat and how that would work or not work in a space. Do you find that to be true to this day?
Yeah, I find that a lot. And that's why we always recommend that customers order a sample of the wall covering.
Right.
Because it will be cut so that you will see the full pattern repeat.
What's your typical sample size if someone was requesting that?
Well, our typical sample size is 2 feet long.
Right.
By either 27 inches wide, if that's the width of the paper,
right,
or 20 and a half inches.
So it gives them a much better perception of the paper.
And you could also order a couple samples. Sometimes people will order a double roll,
right?
And you know, they'll open it and put like a 3-piece sample on the wall to see it, but usually a 2-foot sample is adequate.
It's sufficient to get a view of them.
And you should also know that every design within a wall covering book shows a picture, not necessarily in the color that you want, but it shows a picture of that design on the wall so you can physically see what it looks like in a room.
I have to tell you, most of my clients only order papers where there's the picture.
There's a picture. Because they can actually visualize
And most of them, you know what they say? This doesn't look anything like I thought it would.
You have to visualize it. That's why I always project their image of their wall in my studio.
Scale and proportion for whether it be whether I'm ordering a piece of furniture for somebody or whether we're doing wall coverings or whether we're doing a portrait, it's always the same. People cannot go outside their environment and then get their scale right. They just don't get it.
Isn't that why they hire us? I'm sure, Patty, when you come in, you're going to give your opinion of what you think looks best because that's why they hire people like us to consult them.
Exactly. But it continues to be a problem.
And the same is true in, as you were saying, furniture.
Right.
You go into a furniture showroom and you have
to... Which has 14-foot ceilings, which looks like a warehouse.
Yes, exactly. They have tons of space.
Right.
And you see this beautiful sofa and you get it into your home, into
the
room.
It looks like an aircraft.
Room.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It looks like that you just, you know...
But you have to keep all that... You know, intact. And Stephen is right. That's why they hire professionals to do those kind of things.
One of the things that I do for people, not even for my own edification, because I've done this for 23 years, so I know what's going to fit or not fit, is that I now template everything. I have rolls. I've invested in painter's tape, blue painter's tape. And before I purchase anything, whether it be a piece of artwork or whether it be a piece of furniture, what have you, I template everything, not for myself, so that the clients can visualize what they're getting. Because people just don't have, spatially, you can't say everyone, but for the most part, people are clueless with, you know.
It's not something they work with every day.
Exactly.
They have to trust, and that's one of the things, I don't know if we have time to talk about now, but why they hire people like ourselves, not just because of what we produce, but the advice that we give them.
Exactly, because we're in homes all the time.
Yeah.
You're doing what you're doing, Stephen, all the time. Patty, you're doing what you're doing all the time. So you also know what works and what doesn't work. A lot of times I do, on a daily basis, I do color consultations, sometimes 2 and 3 a day, because I've worked with the Benjamin Moore and the Sherwin-Williams decks for years and years and years. I know what colors people have painted, and they're a sure fit, and they work with every environment. I also know colors that look good on a chip, but in magnification, they pick up ugly hues.
Right.
So some would say, I want to do straw. I love this color of straw. And I'll say, don't do straw. Go one shade over. It's going to pick up very orange tones, and you're going to hate it in magnification. That's exactly it. Getting a portrait that's the right size, getting a wallpaper that's going to work with the space and so on. Patty, something came up the other day that I've never worked with before, and I want to discuss this with you. It was called someone asked me for a wallpaper liner, and I'm not familiar with wallpaper liners. My perception, and I've been in this business for 23 years, is the wall has to be right, or I will not put paper on it because it's just going to follow suit and you're going to get a terrible effect.
Right.
So I don't use liners, but I had someone the other day that wanted to use a liner as opposed to getting the walls prepped. My paperer won't do that. I won't take on a project or guarantee it unless that I can't say that I won't do it. I will walk away from it. If the walls are less than perfect, if they're not skim coated to be right and they're not primed or prepped, I won't take that on. But I see that there was a book of liners. Tell us about what liners do and what they are.
Well, wall covering liner is a product It's used to make the wall smooth.
Right.
And it is, if women are familiar with sewing, they know what a product called Pellon is, P-E-L-L-O-N.
Okay.
It's, you would use it like if you were making a jacket, for example, on the collar.
Does it give it body?
It gives it body.
Okay.
And it makes it a little stiff.
Okay.
So wall covering liners are very smooth, almost like this table.
Right.
There's no texture to them.
Right.
And you put them on the wall, and generally you do what you call railroading, mm-hmm. which is you put them on horizontally.
Right.
And then you cannot see the lines
right.
when you put the wall covering on vertically.
Right, because it doesn't line up with that.
Yeah.
You have that.
Right. It's, you would use it if walls were really, really damaged.
Plaster, you're working with plaster.
Plaster, you would want to skim coat them.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
If a wall has some imperfections in it, like little dimples and things like that,
right.
you can use the wall covering liner. Mm. We also have a product that goes over paneling, and it's a breathable product. So it being breathable,
right.
you don't see the indentations in the paneling.
Right.
So you can leave the paneling on the wall, put this liner over it that
right.
is breathable,
right?
And then you can put a wall covering over that, or you can paint over it.
Now, is that? Have you seen the linings used, and is it a good result?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I have to tell you, with not good paneling, but like the 1960s and 70s paneling, we just always skim coat over it and have had a problem. But maybe liner is a less expensive solution.
It's a less expensive solution, and that's why paper hangers will use it.
My fear is that over time, though, you'll over the years that maybe perhaps those will the indentations will pop out.
If you use regular liner over paneling, you're going to see the indentation.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But what I'm talking about is a specialized liner that is breathable.
Right.
It's a special product that's produced. And if you use that, you won't have that problem.
And talking about paneling, many of us are cursed if you have an older home with 1950s, 60s, and 70s paneling, if you will. Not beautiful, rich wainscoting, but paneling. And I deal with a lot of millennials that are buying their grandparents' house, age home, and they have that, and they really don't have the money to, take that down, skim coat the wall, start fresh, or re-sheetrock. And I've had a lot of success, I would say, in the past couple of years in doing a sanding on those paneling. And then if you paint them the right colors, they actually really resemble like a wainscot.
A wainscot.
And they can be very, very, very attractive. I did one recently in Annandale, and they just didn't have the money to do it, and it was only one wall. So we did sort of a weathered gray. It just looked amazing. It looked like weathered wood, and it actually could be quite pretty. Some of the colors that work very well for paint colors for paneling is a weathered gray, which is terrific. It does look good in sages, like sage greens, and it actually looks good in just sort of soft, muted colors, as almost if it was aging wood.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a viable option for people if they don't have the budget to change it. It adds some texture.
Exactly.
To the space. So there are always things that can be done. All right, we have to go to one more quick commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I'm an interior designer with 23 years experience. I have a showroom, 2,500 square foot showroom right here in Flemington, New Jersey at the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Come take a visit. We're right next to Ideal Tile in the space that was formerly the Lenox location. Before we went to break, we were talking about trends in design and making your home more beautiful. I want to talk about backdrops, and I want to start with you, Patty, actually, because there are certain rooms that I feel wallpaper are a good fit for more than others. In years past, wallpaper was in every room in houses, and then it was no wallpaper, it was paint everywhere. And I always say that the most balanced house has a combination of beautiful paint and then some texture, some wall coverings. And I think that's a good mix, I think, especially when you have a lot of sheetrocked rooms. But I think some of the rooms that lend themselves the most to wallpaper is one, a powder room. I love a wallpaper in a formal powder room, not bathrooms where there's, you know, water and all that stuff and steam. But in that those kind of spaces, like a formal powder room, a dining room to me, especially a dining room perhaps above a chair rail, is a terrific backdrop for a dinner party. And what I tell people is, not only with wallpaper will you get color, but you'll also get texture, which you can't get from paint. So are there certain colors that you would say, and then I want to chime in on that, or textures that find suit dining rooms in particular?
Most dining rooms, as Stephen said, in New Jersey have a traditional flair
look
to them
if they have a formal dining room.
If they have a formal dining room.
Right.
So you're going to use a traditional type pattern.
Right.
People may tend to, if they like flowers, they may use a Jacobean design.
Okay.
Stripes are very big. You can't go wrong with stripes.
Right.
Damask designs are classic,
right?
You know, so I think any of those lend themselves to dining rooms.
Definitely. How about colors?
Colors, it depends on your
palette. Right.
I mean, a lot of traditional homes like the jewel tones.
Right.
So they were into the reds and golds at one time.
Right.
They were into the navies, which again are becoming popular.
I wanted to gear up to that because with the trend towards grayses and off-whites and very light colors, the one saturated color that is still hung in there for sure is navy.
Navy.
And I love it. Navy is my single favorite color. So doing navy is kind of great that we still have that out there, and I have resources where I can put a saturated color. And I tell you, if you have clean white ceilings and you have a nice white semi-gloss trim, and then you do above a chair rail, maybe you have a beautiful wainscot or a raised panel molding, and then you do something with navy, the look is just dramatic and beautiful.
Very
in fact
dramatic.
I could see one of your portraits, a beautiful gold leaf portrait with that navy as a backdrop.
Definitely.
I think that'd be great.
Definitely. You talk about colors, very interesting. We talk about how we're all wearing black. Well, very creative people wear black, and one of the reasons I think we wear black is because it's not about us. Mm. It's about you. We're there to serve you as a client and to really be creative. And if we're colorful in the way we dress, it sort of gets in the way of our creativity. We want to start with something very simple, sort of like transparent.
Right.
So that, and I tell that same thing with portraits, is that your dress code is so important. I send that a dress code, exactly what to wear, because if you have everyone in black and someone wears a bright red,
right,
no one's going to look at that portrait on the wall.
Right.
It's got to really blend in with the wall. It's got to really be transparent, the clothes, so it's about the people. And that's why trusting consultants like ourselves is so valuable.
You know, that's a question for you too, is backdrops. Though I see the backdrop of the young lady that's in the portrait is sort of a dark grayish color. What is typically the best? I remember being in school, as we all were, they always made our backdrop sort of like a rich blue color.
Actually, that is blue.
Oh, it is blue.
The light is shining on the canvas. So
okay.
It's hard to say. All my pieces are canvas. And what I find is that it's called Old Masters, which is the Old Master Renoir, and they use
right.
is a deep blue
right.
kind of little bit of model cloudy look to it, but it's blue.
See, I think to me, blue is magic.
Yeah.
And I think that, and men in particular, I think I've picked up on this, is that blue is probably the most flattering color of all colors. Like I could never, as a blonde with blue eyes, I could never, don't usually can wear off-white or pale yellow because those colors really wash me out, or orange. But you could take someone who is African-American, you could take someone who's a redhead, you could take someone who's whatever, and you put them with blue on, you know, on their clothing or in the backdrop, it's to me universally attractive, don't you think?
Exactly. A navy blue is always best. Black, navy, blue, and those colors.
It makes a great backdrop probably.
Exactly.
For,
yep.
For
that's blue. What we use. Our backdrop is, that's just about the only backdrop I use is a deep blue.
Right, because it's just universally beautiful.
Exactly.
So I'm seeing in decorating that, which is terrific, even though the patterns are different, I'm doing, you know, iCAD, I'm doing that sort of lots of geometric, I'm doing maybe different patterns. It's that saturated navy blue that's so rich that's remained. Don't you think?
Right, right. Also, to gear this a little bit toward the younger generation, because mm-hmm. we've been talking a lot about the traditional design.
Sure.
The modern design is a staying design.
Sure.
And a lot of the younger people like that look.
Oh, yeah.
So black and white is still very popular.
Very much
in
so.
Modern design. And
right.
if you want to add a pop of color,
right.
then you look at the color palette, you add that aqua blue, you
right.
add that lime green.
Or yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all big. Even red.
Right.
Black, white, and red is very popular.
For the first time last night, my last appointment, I said, you know, what do you want to use as your accent color? Because we're doing lots of grays. And surprisingly enough, they said to me, red. I was like, oh my God, I can use red? I haven't bought anything red in 3 years, you know. We're doing a lot of like lime green, a lot of Tiffany
yes.
box blue, you know, with that, like a bright yellow with the grays, but it was kind of neat that somebody still wanted red. my master bedroom suite is actually hunting coat red, so I love red. And your studio's red, and it makes you feel so. We had the holiday party at for the networking group that we're in, and Steven's studio, and it was red, and it just looks so regal, looks so beautiful, and people look good in that space because it's such a warm color.
Yes. The Downton Abbey look.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
And it makes you feel alive. There's right. an energy behind
and
the
an
color
elegance.
Red.
Yes. And that's why I say with all we're doing and the mood might change because of the atmosphere the world is in,
right.
we always go back to the traditional colors. That's what stays with us.
I agree. Thank Believe you. It or not, we have 1 minute left. So I want you, starting with you, Stephen, to give your location and your phone number.
Our studio is located in downtown Bernardsville, 3 Olcott Square. The number is 908-696-1100. And I'm offering to Modern Design listeners during the month of January, February, March, no charge for the session if you come to my studio. It's usually $500. I am waiving that $500 fee
wow.
to Rich's listeners. Just call up and say you listen to Modern Design, and we'll give you a complimentary portrait session at the studio.
Very generous, very generous.
Very
and Patty,
nice.
Tell us a little bit more about Seabrook and where we can find you and where you find your product.
Well, you can find my product in Seabrook is a national wall covering distributor, and we distribute different manufacturers' products labeled under usually Seabrook Designs.
Right.
Collins & Company, Carl Robinson,
Carrie Lind,
Sandpiper Designs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
You buy them through retail locations or designers, and we're in most major retail stores, independently owned. We cater to the independent retailer and the independent designer.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both. You've been wonderful guests, and I enjoy having you both and hope to have you again this year, as you've been very gracious to come today in this freezing weather. And I want to thank you, the listeners. We've gotten through our first year. We have a lot of interesting things lined up this year with Modern Design. So keep listening. Thank you for supporting me. And I'll see you back here in studio at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Okay, terrific. Everybody have a wonderful day. Get some soup. It's cold outside. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
Deadly violence in Chicago, the spotlight after President Obama unveiled a series of executive actions to tighten gun control. An emotional president mentioned the city's issues as he discussed the children who were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. The parents of the late Hydia Pendleton stood behind the president during yesterday's speech at the White House. The 15-year-old boy was gunned down 2 years ago at a Southside park. The House is set to vote today to repeal the Affordable Care Act and defund Planned Parenthood. The Senate passed the legislation late last year, so it will be sent to the White House, where it awaits a certain presidential veto. Congressional Republicans are not expected to muster the necessary votes to override a veto. The UN Security Council is calling an emergency meeting today over reports that North Korea has tested a hydrogen bomb.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Close your business and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A large